This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we are broadcasting live from Orlando, Florida. We had spent a little time yesterday in Florida. We did a tea party out here in Taveras. And it's interesting, America, how the American people have taken the bait since Donald Trump's administration has taken incumbency. Again, it showed up to the North Lake Tea Party in Taveras, Florida, to speak only to find that America again took the bait and has fallen back asleep. On cue, if you remember right, it was Albert Pike that rightly said, when the people need a hero, we will deliver him up. And who was he? He was the head of the Masons. And it's interesting, again, how the American people, the sheeple, I should say, have taken the bait time and time again. They get caught up into the political cycle, and they learn not from history whatsoever. And what I'm saying here, friends, is usually you have about 200 to 300 people that show up to a meeting. And yesterday's show up, an appearance on the behalf of the American people that are still awake, was embarrassing to say the least. Again, we're broadcasting live from Orlando, Florida area, and we're doing tea parties. And on Sunday, we're going to be doing a church, and I'll give you the information on that in the up-and-coming moments. As a matter of fact, I'll give it to you right now. We're going to actually be out at Freedom Fellowship at Lady Lake, Florida on Sunday. Freedom Fellowship at Lady Lake, Florida on Sunday. So we're out here doing the stuff. Read Luke 19:10 when you get a moment and be a part of what's going on. The number one response, and we got it again yesterday, was I wish I would have brought more people. Well, I'm giving you the heads up. If you're in Florida, again, do show up. We're going to be at the Freedom Fellowship at Lady Lake, Florida on Sunday morning to be rocking that particular church to wake them up, folks. It's our job to do just that, and that's exactly why we use during the intro as a boat rocker. If you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. And the way to trouble the present, friends, is simply speak forth the word of truth. That's enough to do it. But we understand that we win not only here, folks, and I'm not talking about an eternity in a future state. I'm talking about in the present state, because the Lord said that the gates shall not prevail against the church. And I'm here to tell you, friends, that that's exactly the case. They will not prevail because they have not. And the seed of the righteous is forever. We win if you're willing to fight, because remember, God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for, first and foremost. Also wanted to welcome aboard KWTO 56 AM out of Springfield, Missouri. Again, welcome aboard KWTO 560 AM out of Springfield, Missouri. Again, we thank you for your trust. Now, folks, I also wanted to let you know before we get going here, over the last couple weeks, we have been keeping this alive. And what we have been keeping alive is the fact that Las Vegas witnesses claimed there was more than one gunman firing off into the concert crowd. Again, the state-controlled narrative is to stay away from just that. We shared with you how the hotel guest from Australia next door to the alleged shooter in Las Vegas, he saw multiple gunmen. And of course, you're not hearing this from the state-controlled media because it doesn't fit the narrative. Folks, the objective is to get your guns out of your hands. And they're using this again. They're inciting domestic insurrection. And what they're doing is condemning in the North. And then what they're doing is promoting in the South. In other words, we look at dictators of the past. They send out the brown shirts. They create the problem. Then they play the problem solver in the face of the people as they disarm them and strip them of their God-given rights. We also found, friends, concerning the alleged shooting that took place there in Las Vegas, the hotel guest and staff confirm multiple shooters at another casino a block and a half away from the Mandalay Bay Casino. And then I also reiterated the point, folks, and I also played it on the radio for you, the audio concerning the police and how they said that there was multiple shooters. And again, the narrative is to bring it to a lone wolf, because if there's more than one shooter, then there's a conspiracy. At this point, there's no way that they can deny that there was more than one shooter. Yet they continuously ram it down your throats that there was only one shooter, friends. Conveniently, again, they have to fit the narrative so you don't find that there's conspiracy, because if there's conspiracy, the people are going to demand answers to the questions that were begged. We are literally being begged to answer questions that the media is not answering. So we have to propose those questions to those that are doing these investigations, and let's not fall asleep. Remember the Las Vegas fire chief stating multiple shooters in other casinos? Remember that? At Caesar's Palace? At other casinos besides the Mandalay Bay? That was the official narrative, friends. That's what came out of the mouths of eyewitnesses. How come we're not talking about multiple shooters, friends? Again, because it doesn't fit the narrative. And what I want to do, friends, is I want to jump over to the Sons of Liberty Media real quick, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And I want you to see what's happening here, friends, because Tim Brown, senior editor, and by the way, thank you to Tim Brown for covering the show. Well, we've been busy being about the work of the Lord's hands here out in Florida, out in Atlanta, Georgia, out in Nashville, Tennessee. In saying that, friends, yesterday they were talking about how the MGM in Mandalay Bay calling the shots on what is being released to the public and what isn't. Why is that? America, why is the narrative to contrast eyewitnesses? Because, again, the eyewitness account doesn't fit the narrative that they want to set. Because, again, they don't want you to pull the mask back to see that it was their brown shirts that actually incited this terrorist attack. And again, friends, remember what the word terrorism defined out in Oxford English Dictionary. The original definition was government by intimidation. What I want to do is I want to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. And I want you to listen to this. Vegas shooter survivor suddenly dies from seizures after posting her account on multiple shooters. I want you to listen to this. This is on sonsoflibertymedia.com. And I want you to listen to what she had to say. She was an eyewitness account that just suddenly died. By the way, out of the four, there's four eyewitnesses that are either now dead to what took place in Las Vegas or they're missing. But I want you to listen to this one account of this young lady who is no longer with us. She said, bullets were coming from every direction, behind us, in front of us, to the side of us. But she said, I don't know. I just know that there was someone chasing us. The entire time I felt this way, the farther we got from the venue, the closer the gunfire got. She said, I kept looking back expecting to see the gunmen, and I say, man, because there was no more than one person. She said, there was more than one gun firing. She said, 100% more than one. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join in this fight by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. When you become a son or daughter of liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Wendy Blanks, chief editor of thesleuthjournal.com. I wanted to extend a personal thank you to Bradley Dean and his stellar team at the Sons of Liberty radio show for exposing realities concerning our media, education system, churches, and government.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of Orlando, Florida area. Even today, did some tea parties out in Tavares, Florida, and tomorrow we're going to be in Lake Lady. On Sunday, we're going to be at Lake Lady Church, Fellowship Church there, and we're going to be giving our message that we give across the country. I've given it 1,500 times, literally, friends. And if you want to check us out online, please do, sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com, those two pages interact one with another, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, they interact one with another. You can also jump on to my Facebook, which is Bradley Dean Double E, Bradley Dean Double E. We got about 661,000 followers, and about 600,000 of them are active followers. So there's a whole lot of people in this country that understand that we can do this together. Faith with works brings about resolve. Do all that you can do, and then leave the results up to God. Go ahead and read James chapter 2, 14 through 26, when you get a moment. Also wanted to let you know you can jump on my Twitter account for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1, and unfortunately, there's going to be no access to phone lines today, but if you'd like to call in regardless at any time to leave a message or request us to appear where you would have us appear to give the message that we give across the country, the number is 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, getting back to it, friends, what I want to do is I want to get back to the fact, folks, that the narrative that the media is setting is a complete stark contrast, and it's a contradiction concerning the eyewitnesses. I was just highlighting right before the break that the Vegas shooting survivor suddenly dies from seizures after posting her account of multiple shooters. The Las Vegas shooting survivor, Kimberly Sucknow, died suddenly from multiple seizures on Monday following her post to Facebook of her account of multiple shooters. Now, what I want to do is I want you to listen to what she had to say as an eyewitness. She's no longer with us anymore, but the day that she posted it, the next day following, she was no longer with us. This is what she said. Bullets were coming from every direction. behind us, in front of us, to the side of us. But I know, I just know, that there was someone chasing us on the grounds. The entire time I felt this way. The farther we got from the venue, the closer the gunfire got. In other words, what she was saying is the further we got away from the narrative that the media is attempting to set, through a lone wolf shooting from the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay Casino, she said the further we got away from that, she said the closer a gunfire and gunmen got closer to me. She said, again, the farther we got from the venue, the closer the gunfire got. She said, I kept looking back expecting to see the gunman. That's how close he was. And I think, man, because there was more than one person. There was more than one gun firing, said this eyewitness. By the way, they've all said this. She said 100% more than one. As we were running, we kept changing direction because it felt like no matter what direction we took, we were being followed. Now, this is an eyewitness account. Now, what also begs the question, friends, is the fact that what was it that she posted that costed her life? Her last post in full from October 5th, 2017, I'm sorry, just 4 days before her death, not the day after, forgive me, but 4 days later, she died. It'll speak for itself. And I want you to listen to this. This is her full post on Facebook on October 5th, 2017, 4 days preceding her death. She said, I've been receiving phone calls, messages, and texts galore since Sunday night. And I've been providing the same copy and pasted message to each of those who have contacted me. A really quick, vague account of what happened at the Route 91 Festival in Las Vegas. It has been nearly 72 hours since the nightmare took place, she said, and I'm finally able to sit here and put it into my words, my personal account. I've attached some photos of the fun we did have. She went on, I would first like to give a huge, giant thank you to both of her friends. Without them, I could not guarantee I wouldn't have got out like I did. She said I would have dropped to the floor, stunned, and I would not have been able to get up. I owe them both my life. She said on Sunday, she woke up hungover from the night before. Friday and Saturday nights were a blast. We drank too much, she said, and we fought the crowd to get as close to the stage as possible. We acted like we were in our early 20s and hitting Vegas for the first time. However, when we woke up Sunday, we were in all complete agreement that we would not be doing that again. We decided instead of to bring a king-size sheet and sit on the AstroTurf in the way back and just peacefully watch the concert from our spacious sheet. We also decided to drink the morning and afternoon of, but not the evening, so on and so forth. She said, unfortunately, we procrastinated getting to our seats for too long. She goes on going forward. We're all hanging up, eating our butts off, she said, enjoying ourselves so much that we took off our boots to get even more comfortable. And then she began to talk about how they were joking around with her and her friends. She said from about 50 feet in front of us and a little to the right, firecrackers were set off. She said, let me repeat that. Firecrackers were set off. I verbally stated some blank just shot off fireworks and firecrackers in close proximity to many people. And she said, I was really mad. You could see Jason Alden look to his left, kind of startled by it, but he was also clearly irritated. She said, I would say about 15 seconds later, the first volley of gunfire was released. It was shorter volley than any of the others, and the gunfire was not as close together either. She said everyone looked up, down and around. We thought it was more firecrackers at first, but the Ricky, that's what it said, but then Ricky reached over, told us all to put our boots on quickly, and the volley ended. Then people started to panic. The gentleman behind me looked at me as I was putting on my boots, half laying down, and said calmly, calm down, crazy. It's just fireworks. Geez. That's when the second volley went off. Ricky yelled at us and got down flat, and we immediately knew that someone was shooting at us. I remember getting down, but I didn't lay flat for some reason, thinking, oh, my gosh, I need to get flatter than I am now, but my body just wouldn't let me do it. That was the second volley. At
At the end of the volley, I'm still struggling to get my boots on. We turned and tried to run, but the people behind us still weren't moving. I yelled at the lady, "Run, it's gunfire, run," she said. Look on her face was pure terror, but she finally dropped her stuff and turned and began running. She then said, this eyewitness, then the third volley hit, and it was close, very close to us. I could physically see the impact of the bullets on the AstroTurf. I could feel the warmth and the passing of the bullets. Once that third volley was over, Casey linked her arm into mine, and we decided at that moment we weren't stopping. We were getting the blank out of there. And she said, "I do mean hell." We were in literal hell. The gentleman that mocked me, stating it was just fireworks, fell to the ground and he never got back up. The lady behind me, who was now in the front of me, was terrified as I ran to hold her, and I told her to run, never get back up. I actually had to physically step over her body to run, something I'm still struggling with, so please don't attack me. I was absolutely in flight or fight mode. There was another person to my right who was also moving, who ran. She said, "I don't know what direction we ran. I don't know towards which landmark we ran. We just ran." We were rounding roundabout, maybe, and I looked to the right, and I saw this large cowboy sitting down with his legs spread apart, holding a blood-soaked woman. I thought to myself, we need to hide, but as I looked quickly from somewhere to go, the gunfire once again got closer and closer. We couldn't hide because they and I, do mean they, were chasing us. The exact moment is when I started to really panic. That is the exact moment in which I thought it was that I was going to die. I was never going to see my family again. So as we were running, we approached this fence where men are throwing women over, and we ran up to it as they had knocked it down, so we were able to get out. As we crossed the threshold of the venues, my mind went straight to the other mass shootings and hearing the victims' families in my head talk about how they never got to say goodbye. Now, folks, I can go on and on and on with the eyewitness. She said the farther we got from the venue, the closer the gunfire got. I kept looking back, expecting to see the gunman, and I say men because, again, there was more than one person shooting. There was more than one gun firing, 100% more, she said. 100% more, she said. She said as we were running, we kept changing directions, but it felt like no matter what direction we took, we were being followed. So we ended up running into a weird triangle path. Now, friends, I could go on for 45 minutes reading the rest of this post. This was posted 4 days before Kimberly died. And why is it that her eyewitness account, completely in contradiction, stands against the narrative that the media is setting? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com will be right back.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation vegetation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Welcome back to the end of the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley Dean broadcasting live out of the Orlando area in Florida, doing tea parties and churches here in the local area, and then we will be heading back to Minnesota for a minute, and then we are out and about down south to Texas and then over to Denver. We are some busy little bees, but we are obeying the mandate that God gave through commandments, not suggestions. Again, read Luke 19:10 when you get a moment. I was just reading a couple minutes ago of an eyewitness account of an individual that told you that she was 100% sure, as did all the other ear and eyewitnesses that were telling the American people that there's multiple shooters. And for some reason, the state-controlled narrative is to war against the eyewitness accounts. Matter of fact, a week and a half ago, we were sharing some audio of an eyewitness that was there on the grounds during the shooting, that was verifying the very information that I'm giving to you right now through another eyewitness that there was more than one shooter. Matter of fact, as this unfolds, we find out that there may be 3 to 5 shooters. But they want to keep narrowing it down to one shooter, their lone wolf. Because, again, if there's more than one shooter, America, then there is a conspiracy. Read Jeremiah 11:9. Last week, I spent time on the conspiracies that you were sold by the media that's covering for the conspirators that were demonizing anybody as conspiracy theorists that in time showed us it was not a theory at all, but it was in fact a conspiracy. And that's all you have to do, America, is ask the question, who has to gain from what took place allegedly there in Las Vegas? The first thing, after the third time they've changed the narrative, America, the first thing that took place is they went after your guns. When you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, do take time to go there, because there's a brand new article posted, Celebrities Fall in Lockstep with Bloomberg Anti-Gun Right Groups.
Why on God's green earth would politicians be attempting to disarm you when they were just sitting under fire, namely the allegations of fire of a lone wolf lunatic? When they go for gun rights, America, are they not telling you who the responsible party is 9 times out of 10 as to the massacre that allegedly took place there in Las Vegas? Celebrities fall in lockstep with Bloomberg anti-gun rights groups. Another article on sonsoflibertymedia.com right now, friends. They're coming for our guns. No, they're not, America. Listen to me carefully. Come up with the resolute within yourself to say, no, you're not. We're coming for you for violating your oath, Article 2, Section 4. We're coming for corrupt politicians that are attempting to disarm us in the face of created terror. And it is created. That's all you have to do is go back to James Madison, the fourth president of the United States of America, the father of our Constitution, and he will tell you that if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Every step, every bureaucracy of your government is about as corrupt from the top to the bottom as corrupt can be. And you know this. And these are the same people that have been busted in scandal after scandal after scandal after scandal that are calling for gun control. And do you think that they may be a part of another scandal, may be a part of another conspiracy to work against you so they can finally disarm you, America? Because if not, I'll tell you what, I don't know that anybody could help you. If you have your eyes closed at this time, in American history, in the present, today, and you're still falling for what the media has to say, you could be transported to the sun, and you wouldn't see it. Now, I want to tell you why you wouldn't see it, because you don't want to see it, and it doesn't matter. But I want to tell you this, I'm not going to go to hell with you. Did you hear what I said? I'm not going to go to hell with you. I'm not going to play like I don't know what's really going on with you. You want to go over to the end of the cliff to your own demise? That's fine. You dug the ditch. Now fall into it. But for those that have ears to hear and eyes to see, you all the well know what's going on here. And what's going to happen unless the American people pull the curtain back on what's going on here again, it's going to happen again, and it's going to happen again, and it's going to happen again. How many times have these criminals, how many times have these organizations and these bureaucracies, how many times have they been busted conspiring against you, America? How many times have they been busted conspiring against you? And now, again, the media that 94% of Americans don't believe, for some reason, now we're not to question the narrative because they're just looking out for our good. Are you kidding me? Are you that deceived? Are you that blind and are you that deaf? Because America, there is no doubt in my mind whatsoever. There's an absolute conspiracy at work. They've already been busted time and time again, changing the narrative over and over, ignoring eyewitness accounts, not reporting it, these supposed journalists not asking questions as to what took place. No, because they're bought and they're paid for, and they are useful idiots. And I want to tell you useful idiots something. You might want to study history for just a moment. You're the first useful idiots to be lined up. Well, you work for the communist that thinks that you're friends with. Just think about the fact that they're paying you to lie to the people. Do you think that they're paying you to lie to us? Do you think that they're not doing the same thing to you? Because, again, you have got to be out of your mind to think otherwise. Study history. Understand that when you get done betraying your people, these people get rid of you first and foremost. I want you to listen carefully. And then you're going to answer to my Heavenly Father. And my Bible tells me that liars shall have no part in the lake of fire, period. Proverbs 19, period. 1 Corinthians 6:9, period. You have no part in heaven. You have your part in the lake of fire where you belong. Because that's who you were listening to when you were doing his biddings to destroy the rest of your country and its people. You're the worst of men when you know to do right and you do it not. And I'll tell you another group of people that you're the worst of men. When you swore to uphold the Constitution, you were told what that Constitution said. You had an obligation to read what it said and the enumerated laws found within. You have an obligation to uphold the laws, not to tear them down because somebody above you told you what to do, which contradicts the Constitution and the oath that you swore that you would keep. You're the worst of men. And I'm getting tired of people excusing themselves, saying, well, I'm just doing my job. I'm tired of people excusing themselves, saying, well, God's in control. Yep, he is. And let me remind you that you're going to do what you're commanded to do today, or there's going to be a day that's nigh unto us because you draw the seed of violence unto you because you do nothing. There's going to be a day where you're going to wish you obeyed when you had the time to do it. What's going on in your country is absolutely conspiracy. There's no doubt. And you know what's funny about it? Anybody paying attention cannot deny the facts. You cannot deny the eyewitnesses. You believe those that you say you don't believe. You hold the truth in unrighteousness. That's not a good place to be in any area of your life. It's time, America, for you to wake up and, as they say, smell the coffee. And let me say it this way. Deal with the corrupt. Because if not, your country is going to be destroyed. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Now, I've said in the past, I don't believe the Constitutional Republic will ever be destroyed. I don't. I don't believe it will ever be destroyed. But I do believe the people on our watch that could care less about our Constitutional Republic will be destroyed as a new group of people will be raised up behind us. If we fail to keep and hold our obligation before God and man. And that's to do the right thing. Because America, we have the freedom today to do the right thing. God has showed us mercy enough to give us the truth. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. He has uncovered the liars. He's exposed the liars 100 times over in this country. And these are the same people today that are again attempting to disarm you. And I want you to keep in mind and I want you to be encouraged that with you and God, you're in a majority. You're always in a majority. And it's not a good place, and I don't care if it's the whole world gathered together against you and God, you are not going to lose the day. Regardless if it's in life or in death, you're not going to lose the day. Let their cruelties, America, swell our ranks, because they are. That's why gun sales are skyrocketing again, America. See, they want you to believe that everybody's as stupid as the next guy that doesn't pay attention to what's really going on, that's sitting at home drinking pop and eating Twinkies and watching the news again through CNN or Fox News. Same difference. Two players, same corporations they work for. There's 6 corporations worldwide that own all the corporations concerning the media on a global scale, and Fox is a part of that. And it's time that you begin to take the book and peel them open, the Bible, the Constitution, and study your history, understand what's going on in the present, and deal with it. Because the dog that you feed is going to win the fight. What do you mean, Bradley? Well, you take 2 dogs and you put them in a ring. Which one's going to win? The one that you feed the most. You feed on the media, I'll tell you what, you're filled with lies. You're going to go away with the workers of iniquity. You feed on the Word of God and the Constitution, you're going to go the other direction, but you're going to be fighting against the flow, rest assured. But that's what makes men. That's what makes men and women of God today, regardless if the masses are with them or not. Remember, Elijah didn't bow the knee, and neither did the 7,000. And God preserved them for his glory. And let it be on our watch, because we have a prime opportunity.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. We ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Tim Brown with SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and FreedomOutpost.com. I've been following the Sons of Liberty's ministry for a few years now and have gotten to know Bradley Dean on a more personal level since writing about his battles for the youth of America inside the government indoctrination centers we call public schools. He's the real deal. He loves God and he genuinely loves people. And the message is always one that calls people to remembrance, a remembrance of the price paid for their freedoms by our veterans in the natural realm and the Lord Jesus Christ in the spiritual. As a result of the message, Bradley calls upon people to turn from sin and do what is good and holy before God, obeying his law. I encourage you to support the Sons of Liberty, knowing that the heart of the ministry is to love people enough to tell them the truth and call them back to the old paths, walking in the fear of the Lord.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
ProPure Water Filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Broadcasting live out of the Orlando area in Florida, folks, rocking the nation literally, incrementally, little by little, because again, we know and understand that God does not need a majority to prevail. He needs a minority, and that's exactly what we're doing. We're doing it because that no flesh should glory in the presence of the Lord. In other words, friends, that's the majority. Again, he uses a minority that he might be glorified, so we don't say within ourselves, look what we have done. Well, we're not in the business of saying, look what we have done. We're just in the business of obeying to see what he has done and what he is doing in our time, for God is alive forevermore. Forget it not. And we are testing and proving the God of Israel. Read Isaiah 45 and you get a moment and you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. I'd like to bring forth a consummation concerning what we've been talking about, what I've been talking about over the last week and a half, and I'm keeping what happened in Las Vegas in your mind. I want it to stay in front of you because, friends, they're so used to controlling you by inundating you and then getting you off of topic so they can bring another one on you. No, deal with the first one, friends, so you don't have a second one. And you need to get off the media roller coaster and shut the television off and start doing your own due diligence. And by the way, that's how pioneers are made. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. We are. I'd like to bring it to an end. I've been talking about conspiracy theories, friends, that 33 conspiracy theories that turned out to be true and what every person should know. We were told that the New World Order for years was just this. It was a theory. The whole New World Order concept was a total theory. You were crazy to call it a New World Order. Now we see the DHS calls anybody that would call out the New World Order for what it is, that they're terrorists. And keep in mind, Henry Kissinger said that anybody that rejects the New World Order is a terrorist. And so you can see what they're attempting to do, friends.
They're attempting to lead you through the gates that they want you to go through. Well, I'm not one of those guys. I'm a law abider, not a law breaker. I know what the Constitution says. I'm not going to stay ignorant that I might be destroyed, Hosea 4:6. But friends, let me give you a quote, because again, you were told that this was a theory. This is David Rockefeller, and he authored his autobiography memoirs, wherein on page 405, he wrote, listen carefully, for more than a century, ideological extremists at either end of the political spectrum have seized upon well-publicized incidents to attack the Rockefeller family for the inordinate influence they claim that we wield over American political and economic institutions. David Rockefeller said, some even believe we are part of a secret cabal working against the best interests of the United States, characterizing my family and me as internationalists, and of conspiring with others around the world to build a more integrated global political and economic structure, a one world. He said, a one world, if you will. If that's the charge, David Rockefeller said, I stand guilty and I'm proud of it. But America, out of his own mouth, he told that himself. The media told you that it was just a theory. What about the Kennedy assassination, the second investigation by Congress few people knew about, the United States House of Representatives Select Committee of Assassinations, HSCA? It was all a conspiracy. That is until Lady Bird put in her book that Johnson said that SOB is not going to ever embarrass me again. 2 weeks later, he was dead. And then, interestingly enough, CIA whistleblowers laid the assassination at the feet of Johnson. And so did his attorney. Right on their deathbeds, right before they died, they wanted the world to know the lie that they had been holding. God brought it to the light, as he promised he would do. And folks, if you want to see who gained from the assassination, just look to Johnson. Because, again, when you read the book of Kings 1 and 2, you'll find that conspiracies are within because you can control them that way. That's why you confuse and keep it in order and always say, concerning those that are telling the truth, but what of this? Always question the people that are telling the truth. And that's exactly what they've done. When Johnson reversed the orders the very next day concerning Vietnam, where they made trillions of dollars off the war, the military-industrial complex did, that was enough for anybody to understand who was behind what just took place. Well, maybe they just capitalized it. Yep, they capitalized on it, but in cahoots, in conspiring with who else? We need to think. We were told that that was just a theory. And if you question the state-controlled media's narrative concerning Oswald, then guess what? You are a theorist. You are a whack job. They demonized you. Hey, folks, it's time to grow up and man up and stand against this garbage because people aren't buying it. And the fact of the matter is the Lord looks to and fro concerning those whose hearts are perfect towards him, that he might show themselves strong, that he might show himself strong, that he might show himself strong on their behalf. See, that's the God of Abraham and Isaac that said, call unto me and I will answer and I'll show you great and mighty things and what you know not. And he's also the one that promised in Psalm 2 and in the New Testament that it's a righteous thing with the Lord to recompense tribulation unto those that trouble the righteous. Let them trouble you. They're bringing it upon themselves. Folks, we were told that it was just a conspiracy theory, the 1919 World Series conspiracy, when in fact we found out that it was not a conspiracy theory at all. Or what about Karen Silkwood and what took place with her? It was just all a conspiracy theory, friends. No, it wasn't. It was a conspiracy. The media was setting cover to those that were acting out the conspiracy. That's what history teaches us, and it's exactly what's going on now. What about the CIA drug smuggling in Arkansas? Nobody wanted to believe that your government and the CIA, along with Bill Clinton and the Bushes and others, were drug running back in the 90s and in the 80s. We didn't want to listen to the eyewitnesses. We just wanted to listen to what the media had to say about it and watch the bad guy cover himself with the use of the media, demonizing again anybody that would question the narrative. Well, guess what, friends? CIA drug smuggling into Arkansas and into America? It wasn't a theory. It's a fact. Who gains from drugs? Just think. They sell drugs to the American people in Los Angeles, and then they arm people in other countries to fight off the good guy so they can take possession of their country as well. That's what's happening. What about the Bohemian Grove? You were just told that that was a theory. Well, we found out that it wasn't a theory at all. We found out that, in fact, it was a conspiracy. America, are you going back and holding these people's feet to the fire that were a part of these conspiracies? Absolutely not. It's a thing of the past. But it's the same people in many capacities, friends, that were a part of these conspiracies many years ago that are still behind dictating the events that are taking place here. What about Operation Paperclip? I mean, just think about that. A bunch of German scientists from Nazi Germany come over to the United States of America. But that was just a conspiracy theory as well. No, folks. It was found out to be, in fact, a conspiracy. Or what about the round table? That was just a conspiracy theory, too. No, friends, it wasn't a theory. It was a conspiracy. Just like what you're seeing happening unfold today concerning what happened in Las Vegas. What happened on the Boston Marathon bomber. What happened at Sandy Hook. What happened at Columbine. And the Aurora movie theater shooter. And folks, this is just the tip of the iceberg. The San Bernardino shooters. What about the eyewitnesses? How come we're not talking about the guys that were dressed up in military that were doing the shooting? But one guy was blamed for the crime. How come we don't, when we get the facts, what we do is we just let the media keep driving us along to another one of their conspiracies? Well, because they said it was a theory, but you said you didn't believe them. What about the Illuminati? Folks, that's just a theory. No. Folks, it's not a theory, and everybody knows now that it's not a theory. The Trilateral Commission. Oh, Bradley, that's just a conspiracy theory. And it absolutely amazes me, America, how you let radio show hosts empower what you would call or you would know them as the elite. Why don't you magnify the law against their crimes? Because, friends, men are men. No matter how big and bad they want to be, read Isaiah 14, it matters not. They're still men. They're still going to stand before my big brother on judgment day. It's appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment, Hebrews 9:27. But folks, we found out that Trilateral Commission, it wasn't a conspiracy theory, it was a fact. Look what's going on over at the Bundy trials right now, friends. Exposing none other than Harry Reid and Barack Hussein Obama and the judge, as well as what took place over there in Oregon concerning the Bundys and others, exposing Hillary Clinton for selling uranium ore to the Russians, which is an act of treason, Article 3, Section 3. What, you're going to let these guys go, these patriots go as unsung heroes, and you're going to let the government beat up on them and do whatever they want to do? And I'm talking about corruption, because the institution of government within itself, I love it as long as it's good. Folks, that's not a theory. It's really what's going on. And for those that are paying attention to what's going on over there, know exactly what's going on. But here's Hillary Clinton now being protected by the Trump appointee administrators. Why? Because you fell for the fact that Donald Trump is the good guy. When in fact, if you listen to what's going on around his administration, America, it's not really happening. So we love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, again, broadcasting live out of the Orlando area. We will be at church in Lake Lady Fellowship Church on Sunday. If you're in Florida, come see us. Love you by what we do. Talking 23. See ya.
Others like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.